AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The war in the Middle East has prompted a member of the Trump administration to walk away. Sagar Magani has details.
The National Counterterrorism Center's chief is resigning, saying he cannot, in good conscience, back the effort. Joe Kent says Iran posed no imminent threat to the U.S. at the White House.
Iran was a tremendous threat.
And President Trump says he does not want anyone in the administration who disagrees with that.
They're not smart people or they're not savvy people.
Kent's resignation after less than a year on the job reflects unease within the president's base about both the war and its justification. Kent says it's clear the war started due to pressure from Israel, which the president has denied. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli strikes killed two top Iranian officials. Tehran confirming the deaths of Ali Larijani and General Gholam Reza Soleimani, head of the Revolutionary Guard's besieged force. Larijani, considered one of the most powerful figures in the country since Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was killed on the first day of the war. Nonetheless, Tehran renewed attacks on Gulf Arab neighbors and Israel, and oil prices resumed their rise, Brent crude back above $103 per barrel. Stocks closed with small gains. And Julie Walker reports Bank of America has tentatively settled a lawsuit claiming it ignored suspicious financial transactions involving Jeffrey Epstein.
The deal came the same day billionaire investor Leon Black was originally to be deposed. The October lawsuit accused B of A of ignoring $170 million Black paid from his account to Epstein, purportedly for tax and estate planning advice. Though not a defendant, Black was described as a critical witness. The lawsuit was brought on behalf of a woman identified as Jane Doe, who was living in Russia when she met Epstein in 2011. The suit says she was coerced into a cult-like life. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Shots fired, a suspect killed at a VA clinic in Georgia.
Police in Jasper, Georgia, a small town at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, say an officer shot and killed a suspected gunman outside the Pickens County Veterans Affairs Clinic.
The individual was confronted by responding officers and was subsequently shot.
Jasper Police Chief Matt Dawkins.
One victim was located at the scene and transported for medical treatment.
Audio courtesy WSB.
There was probably 17 of us inside the Goodwill that was shopping.
Jimmy Mooney was shopping nearby when he heard gunfire.
And, they had come and told us to get in the back of the store. During that time, we could see the officers running down the hill. Gunshots started going off.
Police say the FBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and the VA Office of Inspector General will be investigating and assisting local authorities. I'm Jennifer King.
It's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.